Spend time around Katherine Tucker Windham, and she'd invariably tell you about her father. He was born just after the Civil War, and he raised Windham and her siblings in the South Alabama town of Thomasville.
He went to school 3 months in his whole life, but he learned to read. And he said, if you can read, you can learn anything in the world you want to know.
Windham learned a lot from her father, especially the art of storytelling. She started her career as a journalist, including covering the police beat for a Montgomery newspaper in the 1940s. But Windham endeared herself to Alabamians with books full of folklore. Her work may have straddled the line between truth and fiction, but her persona was
brutally honest,
according to Jake Reese. He's the owner of Alabama Booksmith in Homewood. Over the years, he hosted several book signings and events with Windham, and the two became close friends.
She would not read. She did not want an introduction. She wanted to speak with her people, and she told the truth.
She had the ability to take people back to their own observations and their own past.
New South Books editor-in-chief Randall Williams worked with Windham on many of her books. He says she'd come to him with fully formed manuscripts that didn't need much editing. Williams says Windham was a clear communicator, and that's why her work resonated with so many readers.
She could say it better than you could, but for people who had grown up in Alabama, especially people of a certain age, she understood how to capture those experiences that were common experiences to people in the South and to the culture.
Katherine Tucker Windham wrote more than 20 books of ghost stories, Alabama folklore, and recipes. She would also tell her stories and commentaries for NPR and at events like the Tell-Tellin' Festival in Selma. Here, Windham shares an anecdote from her father about one of his friends who had a magnificent beard.
And he was inordinately proud of that beard. And he would wash it and trim it and groom it and comb it and stand in front of the mirror and admire it. And one day he was smoking his pipe and he dropped some ashes on his beard and singed it rather badly. Well, my father heard about the accident to his friend's beard and knew how it would upset Mr. Kelly, so he went out to commiserate with him about it. And Mr. Kelly was telling him how the accident happened, and he says, "Jim, you know, if I hadn't been right there, my beard would have burned up."
Windham was best known for her ghost stories, weaving real people and places into her tales. In a 2009 interview with Greg Bass, Windham said her ghost stories weren't meant just to scare people.
"I'm only interested in the true ghost stories. True in that you can visit the places where they happened, and the names of the people involved are absolutely accurate, and the events surrounding the supernatural occurrence did take place, and you decide whether you want to believe it or not. You do not have to believe in ghosts to enjoy a good ghost story."
But Windham did believe in ghosts. She would often talk about Jeffrey, the ghost who haunted her home in Selma. In Jake Reese's office at Alabama Booksmith, a photo of Jeffrey and Katherine Tucker Windham hangs on the wall.
Katherine inscribed it for Jake, who I think is jealous of Jeffrey with love, Katherine Tucker Windham. And quite frankly, I am, because Jeffrey seems to get Katherine's attention all the time.
Asked how he would like his friend to be remembered, Jake Reese summed up Windham this way.
"She was the most giving, wonderful, caring, considerate, loving human being I've ever met in my life. We never, ever, ever ended a conversation without telling each other we loved."
Katherine Tucker Windham died in Selma on Sunday, just 2 weeks after her 93rd birthday. For WBHM, I'm Bradley George.